Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser, and today we're going to be talking about identity and where do we draw our identity from. Working with elite athletes and entrepreneurs and business leaders and people in all walks of life, I see a lot of times that people try to draw their identity from success or from their job or from their title or if they make a shot or if they win a game or not. They tie their identity straight to that. And in last week's episode, we talked about some math equations that factor into where we draw our identity from, how we derive our confidence. And one of the equations that we see a lot of people living out of, it's not the best equation to live from, but we see a lot of people living out of the math equation of identity equals performance plus the opinions of others. And we discussed that last week's episode and talked about how that can affect your confidence, how if you do well and people say you do well, then you feel good about yourself. And if you don't do well, and you don't feel good about that, and others, you perceive others don't feel that you did well in a certain situation, that it can really spiral down your identity and really cause you to have bad performance, and not only bad performance in the present, but also in the future. And it also can affect your identity and how you feel about yourself, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy about future performance and your ability to go out and maximize your potential and achieve your goals. We believe a better equation is thinking about the roles that you play in life and then living out of the math equation of performance equals potential or talent minus distractions. So in all of the roles that you play, you have some level of talent, and it's getting in that zone to maximize your potential or talent, leveraging your strengths, doing your best in certain areas, and then minimizing the distractions or the setbacks that come out along the way. And we all know that setbacks will come out in life, but to perform well, it's the ability to maximize the potential and be able to minimize the distractions. And especially when we work with athletes, that's one of the things that we do is help them prepare for those distractions and then help them do process-oriented things that will help them maximize their potential and achieve their goals and give them tools and techniques to minimize the distractions when they come in a game, in a day, or much bigger things that happen in our lives as well. So a couple of things before we get into the main content, and I've got something that I'm especially excited about to offer up today to have somebody share a story about where they tied their identity to and how they were able to get past that when that thing was taken away and where they really needed to derive their identity from and how it led to success in their lives. Before I get to that, I wanted to recommend two books that relate to the topics that we've been talking about over the last couple of episodes. One is from a friend of mine, Ernie Johnson, who on a earlier podcast, I shared an interview that I had done with him for my book, Moments, Making Your Life Count for What Matters Most. And Ernie is the 3-time Emmy Award-winning journalist and host of Inside the NBA on TNT, does an incredible job. And he's written a book called Unscripted, The Unpredictable Moments That Make Life Extraordinary. And I would highly recommend this book. I've got it. I've read it. And we'll be having it up on our website as well at mikevanhooser.com, where you can actually purchase it from Amazon and get a copy. But I would highly recommend that book. It's a great book about his life story and about him surviving cancer and his faith and where he really derives his identity from. Another book that's getting ready to come out on May 16th is from a friend of mine, Louis Giglio, and it's called Goliath Must Fall. And it takes the story of David and Goliath in the Bible, but makes it a practical reality, a practical application in our lives about the fear and doubt that we often face in our lives and how we have Goliaths that can try to conquer us in life and keep us down and keep us from living the life that we were called to live. And he gives some very practical testimonies and stories in this about how you can get past the Goliaths in your lives and how not that Goliath can fall, but that Goliath must fall, and anxiety and fear and doubt and all of those things that happen in our lives a practical testimony and a practical story about how to do that. And he shares some other stories in there and some techniques and really what the true source of being able to conquer the Goliaths in our lives. That brings me to today's message. And on this podcast, sometimes I will share tips and techniques from workshops and retreats that we do, or share stories based on athletes that I've worked with. We also will do interviews and do live interviews. Today, we've got a recorded message that somebody I've known for a long, long time, in fact, his entire life, and I've watched him really excel in sports and life and grow up before my eyes, and that's my son, Kyle Van Hooser. And he was able to give his testimony and give a message on Youth Sunday at Second Baptist Church, where we go to church here in the Katy area. And I wanted to share that story with you. It's a great testimony of his life and some of the things that came up in his life and how he dealt with those, both in the moment and then how he's grown from those as well. I want you to pay particular attention to some of the themes that you'll see as he shares the story, and not to steal the thunder of the message you're getting ready to listen to. But one of the quotes that really stuck with me as I heard him deliver this live in church was that he had said that his problems had become precious to him because those are the things that made him. And a lot of times, especially in the moment, we don't look at problems as being precious. And sometimes even in hindsight, we don't want to relive those moments. But he saw that as a life-changing trajectory in his life. And it's through those things he was able to grow and get better and really seek where his identity really should come from. And it wasn't through sports, it wasn't through success, but it was in his faith in God. Another one that he says is that, you know, he learned that his desire to be great without God was not something that he was proud of. And he had tried to do things in his own pride, in his own strength. And it's something I think that we can all relate to, because a lot of times we will try to go out in our own strength, in our own pride, and become stubborn about certain things and realize that there's a deeper faith and a deeper calling that we have. And it really relates to what God wants to do in and through us in those moments and how he wants to be the foundation of our lives and the strength of our lives. And I just think this is an authentic message of faith. And I'm a little bit biased being his father, but I think you'll really enjoy this message today. And I think that it'll bless you. And we also will have the video up on my website for the podcast. So if you're subscribing to this through iTunes or getting this downloaded through Downcast or Google Play or something else, you may want to check out the website page for this and watch the video as well after you listen to the audio. But I wanted to share this with you today. I hope you'll be blessed. And without further ado, here's my son, Kyle Van Hooser.
Good morning. My name is Kyle Van Hooser, and I'm a senior at Seven Lakes High School, and I'm the middle child of five boys. So I've always had to have a little fight in me growing up, and I'm sure you can imagine what it was like around our house. We're always beating each other up and breaking stuff. And if you ever woke up to a bunch of toilet paper wrapped in your trees, that was probably us. Yeah, sorry about that. I grew up in a home where we learned about who God was at a young age. And my grandfather was a pastor right here in Houston, so I got to hear lots of stories about God's power. And I invited Jesus into my heart when I was real young. But even since I was little, I always wanted my way. And I hated being told what to do. You can ask my mom, she's got plenty of stories for you. But I had the same attitude when dealing with God. So when I'd hit a crossroad and would feel conviction to listen to him, I would listen to my pride that told me I could do it without anyone's help. I just didn't like the idea of someone else leading my life. I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Mark chapter 8, verse 31, where Jesus is telling his disciples how the rest of his life will be. Verse 31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly, And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. So Jesus is telling his disciples that people are going to reject him and give him a torturous death. Then Peter pulls Jesus aside, and he's like, "What are you thinking? You got to have a better plan here, man." Even though he's saying this out of love, Peter's taking a bold step telling his creator that he's not thinking straight. Verse 33. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's." Jesus is clear that Peter's out of line here and focused on worldly things, while Jesus has eyes for the bigger picture and knows that God's going to take care of him. But Peter needed to make a choice. Who knows what's best, me or God? That's the same choice that I had to make my freshman year of high school. I had grounded myself in sports and found my self-worth from what everyone thought about me. And that's exactly what God used to get my attention. Now, high school football is what every little football player dreamed of. And we were just a few weeks away from our very first practice. I was so excited to get out on the field and finally play at a level that people cared about. But in our last junior high 7-on-7 summer tournament, I dislocated my shoulder and had to get a surgery that caused me to miss out on my entire freshman year of football. And let me tell you all, that rattled me. Since I was aware of God's power, I was so mad at him for allowing me to go through something that would throw me off like that. Just like Peter, I didn't see why God was doing this, but I figured if I could just get out on the field again, everything would be back to normal. Now, at the time, I was also going through a tough breakup, and my two older brothers had moved out of the house to head to college, so things weren't really going my way. But football was going to fix that. So 3 games into my sophomore season, I'm going to make a tackle and break my wrist. Now I've got another surgery, and half of my high school football career is gone. I had reached an all-time low in my life. I mean, football was who I was. That's all I knew growing up. I felt so lost and defeated that I didn't even think about God anymore. I didn't care about where I was heading or who I wanted to be someday. And that led me to take my life down a dark path where I made some bad choices and felt like I had cut off my relationship with God. But why should I talk to someone who obviously didn't care about what I wanted? Living so far from God tore me up inside. I would wake up in the mornings and immediately have a negative attitude about the day and fall asleep questioning why I was even put on this earth. It was a constant fight. And even when I was around my family, I never really felt at home. But after my exhausting sophomore year, a bunch of my friends signed up to go to a Christian camp in the Rocky Mountains, so I signed up to go have a good time. But I wasn't focused on God. I even forgot my Bible at home that week. But from the very first night, I witnessed God changing my friends' lives right in front of me and knew that I had holes in my heart that needed fixing too. But at first, I just kept acting like everything was fine. Until one night, we were given 15 minutes to go talk with God under the stars. And I fought that heavy weight I felt in my chest, and I told myself I was good. I didn't need to pray. But I just couldn't take it anymore. I was so scared. I've been pushing him further and further away for a few years now and thought that I was way too far for God to hear me. But I finally set my pride aside and reached out to God like a lost child and started to pray. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." And y'all, that's exactly what happened. God poured out his unconditional love and I immediately had an overwhelming peace about me. I just started bawling, but I didn't care about who saw because I had found what my heart had been searching for so long. And I realized that all these things had been happening because he wanted me closer. You see, we worship a jealous God, and I'd always chose things that I wanted before I chose him. And we spend so much time focusing on our own game plan and go with what we feel is right, when the most beneficial thing to do for our lives is surrender to his plan and simply get to know him. My previous problems are now precious to me because that's what it took for me to let go of myself and look to him. We live in a distracted day and age that merely has human concerns and passionately strives for worldly success. But we won't ever fill that gap in our hearts until we seek God. I love who I am today because of Christ in me, not because of what I can do. And believe it or not, I never gave up on football. But I had several more injuries that kept me from playing for the rest of high school. I like to say that I had the rare accomplishment of only playing six games in a total of 4 seasons. And yeah, I hated not being able to do my favorite thing in the world, but it didn't knock me down like before because I knew where to look for help this time. Lately, it's been heavy on my heart to go out and serve others, and my desire to be great without God is gone. There's nothing that comes close to what he does for me. And we'll all still have the desire to run things on our own, but God's unconditional love is always there. And I pray that all of us are able to realize that through this crazy journey of life. Because God is love, and love is the most powerful thing in this world.